This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. A Pacific disturbance brought showers to most of the Columbia Basin on Monday. Rainfall amounts were mainly just sprinkles across the south, but north of White Swan to Tri-Cities, measurable rain up to around a tenth of an inch were observed. The upper-level disturbance which helped produce the rain is moving into Idaho, and a dry westerly flow will prevail this week. This dry pattern will be good for harvesting grass seed, wheat, and canola. Harvesters can expect humidity to drop below 60% from around 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. each day through Friday. This westerly flow will also keep temperatures about 5 degrees below normal for mid-July, and also may disrupt spraying operations at times, since peak winds could exceed 10 miles per hour until Friday. Good hay drying will also prevail this week. Hay balers can plan on afternoon humidity getting progressively lower during the week, starting at 25 to 30% today, and then getting down 15 to 25% range beginning Thursday. Crop water use will be a little less than normal. Alfalfa, corn, potatoes, onions, and apples will use between an inch and three quarters and 2 inches. Lawns will need about an inch and a half. Now, looking toward this weekend into early next week, we're seeing high pressure develop over the southwest state's Four Corners area. The resulting southwest flow will return warm air to the Columbia Basin, and we could see some of our highest temperatures of the summer. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.